independent from Mildura, MP Ali Kappa. How are you this morning, Ali?
Hey, Matt, I'm good.
Great to catch up with you. We're on the up, obviously. I mean, the easing of restrictions came into play at midnight on Thursday last week, and some possible further easing this coming Thursday if things go well throughout the course of the week, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. And look, we're desperate for more easing to happen. It's been another ordeal. You know, people are exhausted, and the way out of it is vaccinations, of course. But the other big ticket issue this week is going to be those border closures. And particularly with South Australia, because that's causing people a lot of pain.
Well, it certainly is. Regional Victorians can now travel to South Australia if they get tested on the first day of their visit and isolate until they receive a negative result. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But it's difficult logistically. So the testing site at Yamba's not open, so that makes it difficult. People or the South Australian government saying you have to get your test in South Australia. You can't have it in Victoria. Mm. The nearest testing site in the Riverland is completely overwhelmed. Then you've got the issue you can't isolate with family or friends in South Australia. You have to go to paid accommodation, but some accommodation are turning away Victoria and customers, so it's really difficult, and we're hearing awful stories. So we just got to keep that lobbying going.
We certainly do.
Decency and common sense.
Well, yeah, Stephen, if you're listening this morning, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the vaccination sub-hub, which is operating from the Army Barracks Drill Hall in San Medio Avenue by appointment only 3 days a week, that's now in operation.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, so I've submitted my form a couple of days ago. So what you do is you go to the and this is the extension is for people aged between 40 to 49. So you can go to the Sunraysia Community Health website, and there's like a form that you just sort of follow the prompts. It should be fairly easy, and then you submit that, and then they'll be in touch with you about an actual time and date. So it's very easy to do. Be patient, because everyone's sort of, trying all at once, of course. But look, get your name down. That's the first step.
That's been extended from 40 to 59-year-olds, I believe. Is that right, Ali?
Yes, it has been. That's right. Exactly. So we've had a further extension again. I mean, and hopefully that will encourage more people to have the confidence to sign up, because, that's our way out of it. COVID's going to be with us for a very long time.
All right.
And better now than never.
50217653 if you need further assistance at Sunraysia Community Health. Otherwise, simply go to schs.hothealth.com/forms and you'll find all the information there. Great to catch up with you, Ali. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a ripper Monday. Have a great week. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
Thanks, Matt. That sounds good.